Everybody goes through stormy seas in life, times of trouble that seem to roll in like threatening waves. Do Christians experience them differently than non-Christians? Today on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah explains why the answer is yes, with some promises in God's Word for believers in the storm. From In Search of the Savior, here's David to introduce the conclusion of his message, The Perfect Storm.
Well, we all learned the hard way that sometimes life isn't just smooth seas and no wind. Sometimes life is turbulent seas and gales. And the perfect storm is the story of the Lord Jesus and his disciples found in Mark chapter 4. We're going to finish up what we started on Friday as we talk about this just a little bit more going forward. This is Turning Point, and the series is a series called In Search of the Savior. By the way, there's a beautiful study guide for this series that takes you through some of the episodes in the life of Jesus. It's a great way to have a Bible study. If you haven't already gotten this study guide, you might want to order it and have it shipped to your home. Get enough for everybody in your group and study the Savior. How about that? We just got done with a major study on God at Turning Point and here on the radio, and we are now ready for a brief study on the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, and we'll get started in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to remind you we're in the midst of the Overcomer Presale, the book that comes out in October. One of our major book releases, a brand new book on what it means to be an overcomer. 8 ways to live a life of unstoppable strength, unmovable faith, and unbelievable power. The book releases October the 2nd, but if you pre-order the book today, you will get an incredible free bonus, a digital video download of the Overcomer Worship Service live at Shadow Mountain. That took place just a few days ago here in Southern California. And my son, who goes to a lot of these events, who's in the media business, just told me that was not just the best worship experience he and his wife had ever seen. It was the best musical event they'd ever been to. And I believe that to be true. I was there. It was amazing. We had Jody Messina. We had Charles Billingsley, Michael Sanchez, the Shadow Mountain worship team. And you can get a download of that if you order this book before October the 1st. Why not do that today? Do it before this program is over. Do it before this hour is over. Do it before you forget it. Order your copy of the book, Overcomer. You need more information? Go to davidjeremiah.org. All right, let's get back to the perfect storm.
Do you know that in the book of Mark, there are 3 episodes that take place in a storm? And the disciples are involved in all 3, and there's a miracle in all 3, and in all 3, the disciples do not get it. They just don't get it. And Jesus has to reprimand them. You see, sometimes you would think, and maybe we think this way here today, if God has been good to me over here and he's shown me to be strong, I'm set for life. I'll never have to doubt that again. But then you get to the next crisis and you forget the God who has been with you in the past and you go through it all over. Isn't that what happens to us often? And Jesus is getting after the disciples. He's rebuking them, saying, why don't you learn? You need to understand that if you're in a storm and I'm in the boat with you, everything's okay. You need to worry more about being in a storm and I'm not in the boat. Sometimes when we face danger, it's a natural human reaction to wonder if there even is a God. Or maybe we should go and try to wake God up. Maybe God's asleep like Jesus was in the boat. And we want to cry out to God as the disciples did. Don't you care? I mean, Lord, do you know what I'm going through? Why don't you help? Why don't you get me out of this? And you almost can hear the Lord respond, I don't want to get you out of this. I want to get you through this. I want to walk with you through this. I want you to know that I'm the God, not only of the storm, but I'm the God who's more powerful in the storm. And if you will stay with me, we'll get through this together. It is not always God's purpose to immediately relieve all pain from our lives. Sometimes to use that pain to help us become the people we could not be without it. So perhaps you're here today and you're fearful. Maybe your fear is just fear in general. Maybe you have that kind of amorphous fear that doesn't have any name to it. It's just sort of that fearful thing. I know people like that. They just are fearful people. Maybe your fear is from some unspoken problem which does not seem to have any apparent solution. Please hear me today. Understand and believe that it is through the storms and afflictions and hardships and challenges that you grow in your faith. Without them, you will be captive to the terrible tyranny of self. The Lord Jesus wants to develop you in your storms. Following the miracle of stilling the storm, the question of the disciples, who can this be, is significant. Did you hear what they said? Who can this be? And I'm scratching my head thinking, you have been with him for these last days. You have seen who he is. What do you mean, who can this be? In fact, the disciples are more afraid after the storm is stilled than they were before the storm was stilled. And that's actually true. When they're going into the storm and they don't know what to do, the Bible says they are fearful. When they see Jesus do what he has done in overcoming the storm, it says they are very fearful. They are greatly afraid. They are terrified. You see, while they're in the storm, they see the storm and they can't handle it. And then Jesus stills the storm and now they can't handle him. And they're totally at a loss. So Jesus rebukes the wind and he rebukes the wave and then he rebukes the disciples. Is it possible, Jesus said, that you still do not have enough faith to overcome your fear and know that if I am with you, you are okay? The probability of the storms and the paradox of them, the presence in the middle of the storm, the peace that comes in the storm, the purpose of it and the product of it, and now the main thing that I want you to take with you to your homes today, the promises for the storms of our lives. What do we learn from this that applies to us? Here's the first thought. God's word assures us of a safe landing. Look down at your Bible at verse 35. Let us cross over to the other side. Jesus' words. Look down at your Bible at verse 1 of chapter 5. Then they came to the other side of the sea. Jesus said, men, we're going to the other side. How many of you know when Jesus says you're going to the other side, you're going to the other side? Amen? Now, what is the good of that? The good of that is that the storm was an incidental thing in terms of the ultimate journey. If the disciples had just understood that when Jesus said, we're going to the other side, he meant to be there, they would have settled down, done what they needed to do for the storm, and then taken confidence in the ultimate destination. And obviously we can apply that to our lives, can we not, Christians? You know, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our ultimate destination is heaven. And I don't know about you, for me, that's not in doubt. I've made my reservation already. I've accepted Christ as my personal Savior. And you know what the Lord told me when I did that? He said, David, one day we're going to the other side. And when you go to the other side and you know you're going to the other side, it gives perspective to the storms you have on the way. Can I get a witness? Isn't that true? So the Lord assures us of a safe landing. We might be having a stormy journey, but we're going to have a safe landing. God's word assures us of a safe landing. Notice, secondly, God's word alerts us to some stormy seas. You know, it's interesting that when we have problems as Christians, we don't understand it. The Bible tells us, however, that between here and there, there are some heavy storm warnings. There are some storm advisories in the Bible. The Bible does not say that when you become a Christian, when you get in salvation's boat, you will never have any storms. Exactly the opposite is in the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that there are storms out there and that whether we're Christians or not, we will face them. Do you remember the story that Jesus told about the two houses, one that was built on the sand and one that was built on the rock? Just notice, within just a few verses in the book of Matthew and the 7th chapter, Jesus says about the house on the rock, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. Two verses later, Jesus says this, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. Exactly the same words. On the house that was on the sand, and on the house that was on the rock. Storms come to us no matter what our foundation might be. And of course, the beauty of a storm is when the storm comes, you find out what kind of foundation you have. These houses may have looked exactly alike. They might have been track homes for all we know. But one thing that was different, one of them was on a good foundation and one of them wasn't. And the Bible tells us that storms come no matter what. Someone once told me that if you're a Christian, you're either in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're going into one. I always talk about my sermons with my wife, and sometimes she says, leave that out. And she told me to leave this out, so I'm not going to preach this. I'm just going to tell you what she told me to leave out. I told her, I said, honey, I read that a lot of people are confused about life, that some people think that life is a lot of stillness and peace and everything, and then every once in a while there's a storm. But life really is a whole bunch of storms, and every once in a while you get a little bit of peace. Oh, she said, that's very negative and pessimistic. So I'm not going to say it. But I'm laughing about it because I'll tell you, no matter where you've been, if you've been in a Christian faith very long, sometimes that's the way it feels, isn't it? A little time of peace and you just want to put your arms around it and hold on to it and say, oh, Lord God, thank you for these few days of peace. Because it won't be long till I'll be back in the storm again. The Bible tells us, men and women, that we're going to have storms on this earth. Paul wrote to young Timothy one day and he said, Timothy, if you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. Paul, who was certainly qualified to speak about storms, actually experienced 4 shipwrecks in his life. If you can read about them in the book of Acts. I'm not just talking about spiritual storms for Paul. He was in 4 different shipwrecks. I think that would qualify you to speak on storms. He wrote one time to his friends in Corinth these words. He said, we don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, and we despaired even of life. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. And Jesus speaks of the presence of trials. He says, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you as well. And Peter, more than anyone, sums it up. Listen to these words, class. He said, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may be glad with exceeding joy. Listen to those words. Peter said, hey, you guys, listen up. Don't think that when you're having trouble that it's a strange thing. Don't act like, well, why is this happening to me? It's the normality of life. Storms happen. Say that with me. Storms happen, and they happen to all of us. And especially for those of us who are Christians, because we're going against the flow. And storms will come. But God's word assures us of a safe landing. And God's word alerts us to some stormy seas. Here's the third one. God's word announces that the Savior is on board. And when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and the other boats were with him. Listen to me. Safety is not the absence of a storm. Safety is the presence of the Savior. Sometimes Jesus does not chase the storm away, but he always stays with us through the storm. And the presence of Jesus alone should be enough to sustain us in the storm that we face. When we're going through our storms, Jesus can seem to be indifferent to our situation. Many who lose their jobs, their health, their friends may feel that Jesus has deliberately ignored them. Fear can often lead to despair that God does not care. And let me just tell you, the best of us have experienced that. Adoniram Judson, who was the first missionary to leave America for another country, fell into deep despondency after his baby, Maria, died, which followed his wife's death by only a few months. His grief was compounded because he had not been able to be with his wife during her illness. Swamped by waves of spiritual despair, he lamented, "God is to me the great unknown. I believe in him, but I cannot find him." Sounds like Job in the Old Testament. But whether we're aware of his presence or not, I assure you, he is there. He never abandons his own in the midst of a storm. Listen to the words of Psalm 46. "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." God is with us. God's word assures us of a safe landing. God's word alerts us to some stormy seas. God's word announces that the Savior is on board. And finally, God's word affirms that the ship is in good hands. From the calm before the storm, through the darkest and roughest hour, to the rolling away of the dark clouds, Jesus was there. And he was in control. It may not have seemed like that to the disciples, but we know he was in control because when he spoke, you saw what happened. As we apply this miracle of our Lord to our own lives, here's what we need to understand. And if you don't remember anything else I say, just remember these next few thoughts. The storms will come upon us wherever we are in life. In the midst of the storm, we will learn either to trust the Lord or fall into fear and not trust him. As we come to the end of this miraculous event in the life of our Lord, here's what we learn. When we are afraid, we are to put our trust in the Lord. Let me give you a verse that says that exactly. Psalm 56:3. This is one I'd write down if I had a fearful spirit. "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Let's say that out loud. "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Now that sounds like about the best thing you could ever think about, doesn't it? But I'm going to tell you it's not. I'm going to give you one better. I'm going to show you how Isaiah trumped David. Isaiah 12:2 says this, "I will trust and not be afraid." David says, "Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you." Isaiah says, "I will trust and I'll never be afraid." It's kind of like this. Here are two ships out in the sea, and stormy weather is coming. On the one ship, there's incredible activity. They're trying to move the anchor and somehow get it off the ship so they could get stabilized. And as you watch that, you turn, and there's another ship in the same area, and the people aboard that ship are just walking up and down in leisure. They feel the effect of the storm, but there's no panic. Everybody's safe. And so you call to the ship where they seem to be calm, and you say, "What's the deal with you? Did you see what's going on over there? Why are you not panicked as they are?" And the answer comes back, "Well, they're trying to get their anchor down. We put ours down a long time ago. We've had our anchor down for hours. We knew the storm was coming, so we put our anchor down when it was easy to do it." Your anchor is your faith. You can either exercise your faith in the midst of the storm, and that works. Or you can exercise your faith in advance of the storm, and that's even better. If you don't have faith, you have nothing to hold you in the midst of a storm. And if you've sort of abandoned your faith and the storm comes, it may take you some time to figure out where it is. You may have to go hunt for it. A lot of times that's what happens to people. They get in a storm and they realize, "I put my faith on hold 6 years ago. I need to go get it." But the best way to deal with storms in your life is to have a strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and put that faith down deep into the midst of your being so that when the storms come, you don't have to be afraid. There'll always be visitations of fear. My friends, I want to tell you today, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know this. He's promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He will not abandon ship during the midst of the storm. He's going to be there with you. He's going to be there for you. When you are in Christ, you're safe. You may not like the way he negotiates the storm. You may wish he would cause it to be over sooner than it is, but he is with you to go with you through the storm. The only thing better than that is to get into a relationship with him that's so strong that when the storm comes, no adjustments have to be made. Daniel in the Old Testament, remember when they told him that if he prayed to anyone other than to the governor, he would be punished. And the Bible says, and I've never gotten over this, that Daniel went as he was used to doing and prayed three times a day. When the storm came in Daniel's life, he didn't do anything other than what he always did. He just went and prayed. He didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't announce that he was going to do it. He didn't get a press agent to say, I'm defying the government. He just did what he did. I want that kind of a faith, don't you? The kind of a faith that's so stable that when the storms come, I know ahead of time I've got the strength in my Lord to get through the storm. And together, nothing's too hard for us. That's the message that God wants you to take from today's lesson. And the question I have to ask you, is Jesus in your boat? You know, they say that if you want to know the authenticity of a historic report, one of the things you should look for is whether or not there are any incidental details that would not normally be included by someone who is just trying to fabricate a story. A real, genuine historical event will contain incidental things. Well, let me tell you an incidental thing in this story that you shouldn't forget. At the beginning of the story, it says that when Jesus said, we're going to the other side, the Bible says there was a group of boats that went with him, a flotilla of boats. And I want you to notice this. If you had been in that group, which boat would you like to have been in? I want to be in the boat where Jesus is. I know they all benefited from the calm, but during the storm, they had to look a long way to find the Savior. And if you're going to go through a storm, listen to me, class, you want to make sure Jesus is in your boat, or better yet, you're in his boat. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, the way you get connected with Jesus is by faith. You put your trust in him, and you ask him to forgive your sin. And you say to the Lord Jesus, would you come and live within my heart and cleanse me from the inside out? Make me the person I want to be. Lord God, please forgive me for my sin and become my Savior. When you do that, the Bible says the Lord Jesus enters into you and takes up a residency within you. He gets in your boat. And now, no matter what happens, wherever you go, he goes. Whatever storm you face, he faces it with you. Whatever challenge you face, he's there to help you. So the question is this, is Jesus in your boat? And if he's not, why not? When all you have to do to get him to come into your life is to invite him. And he has promised that he will never, ever say no to anyone who sincerely asks him to come into their life.
Well, a great rescue story, a great story of the comfort and encouragement of the Lord. Hey, friends, don't forget, we're getting ready to do our Overcomer Tour to a number of cities in the United States. October the 2nd in Dallas, Texas at the American Airlines Center. October the 4th in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. October the 7th in Huntsville, Alabama at the Von Braun Center. October the 9th in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. October the 11th in Raleigh, North Carolina at the PNC Arena. All these events are free, but you must have a ticket to attend, and tickets are available from davidjeremiah.org. So please get your tickets now. Don't wait till the last minute and join us for one of these events this fall. And then don't forget, we're going to celebrate Christmas on Broadway this year, the 6th of December. You can find out all about this. This is a ticketed event. There's a cost for this one. And then we finalize the year by going to the Caribbean for our final conference cruise of the year and begin the new year then in March as we head to the Holy Land, the 19th through the 29th. And there's information on all these events. I know that's a lot. It's a lot for me to talk about. It's a lot for you to receive. But here are the things that are important to you. Follow up on them. If you have any questions about any of them, the one place you can get all the answers is davidjeremiah.org. Explore that website and you'll get all the information you need about any of these things we're doing. And don't let all of it confuse you. Be sure and join us tomorrow for the next edition of Turning Point.
Today's message originated from Shadow Mountain Community Church and Senior Pastor Dr. David Jeremiah. If Turning Point is strengthening your faith, will you let us know? Write to Turning Point, P.O. Box 3838, San Diego, California, 92163. Visit our website at davidjeremiah.org/radio or call 800-947-1993. Ask for your copy of our 14-month 2019 calendar, Wonderfully Made, with beautiful images of God's creation. Yours for a gift of any amount. You can also purchase the Jeremiah Study Bible in the New International Version and in standard or large print in the New King James, with thousands of useful notes, sidebars, and articles by Dr. Jeremiah, plus a variety of handsome cover options. Get the details when you contact us at davidjeremiah.org/radio. Thanks for listening today. Join us tomorrow as we continue the series, In Search of the Savior, on Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah.